some miller piece of knife to see my own light. But he explained an additional matter in Pusum because of learning. Now, the shite of the people in the Rambam, the Ivan Shabbos, he explained from two matters. So currently they hold that this is pshat, it is supposed to be true. Every Shabbos in Yom Kippur is a little of Jewish limits. But it's a night. So it's a supposed to be true. Negates the Allah of Shabbos. Now, so it only negates the Allah of Shabbos, but it doesn't negate the Allah of tradition. In other words, if the people that are not agree that he has to have one Shabbos of Allah, why not? So, if he has to have one Shabbos, don't do so. One Shabbos, don't do so. But he can't have just one Pusso. Why one Shabbos, one Pusso? So, the team in Shabbos, Nishi Dobro, so he mentions that he was the son of the Pusso of Aloshenera. So he says that when he was eating the Pusso of Aloshenera, so one Shabbos, the pizza did not have shlemis. So he took two pieces of cow. So yes, Rabitzale, what's the purpose of the two pieces of cow? So Rabitzale said there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha of lechem mishne, and there is another halacha of shlemis. So true, I don't have shlemis, I cannot be the kind of mitzvah of shlemis for the mitzvah of lechem mishne of two, that I can be kind. So I mean, there's no doubt that the Rabitzale was right, that there are two separate yomos. There are two separate yomos. One is a mitzvah of Mishneh, like a Mishneh, two kalas. So that kilum we can have, even if we have two pieces of kalas, we take two pieces of kalas, it's still a Mishneh. And then there is another halacha of shleimus. Now the question is this. The halacha of shleimus. The halacha of Lechem Mishneh, that's because of the Tzachosu of Mikdu Lechem Lechem Mishneh, because of Ma. That's the halacha, I mean, of two. But the halacha of Shlemis is also deduced from the parasha of Ma, because Mikdu Lechem Mishneh. So on Friday, so the Jews had two loaves, so maybe they were Shlemis. So because of that, we have to have shleimus. Or, as far as the parasha of Ma is concerned, so it only implies that we have to have a mishneh, not shleimus. But shleimus, that's not our, has nothing to do with Ma. Now, the Tzid in Mishidoba says that shleimus has nothing to do with Ma. There's nothing to do with Ma. Shleimus, now the Gemara in Broches, that on the Pes, mentioned the halacha of shleimus to the bimoche kol hashana, even the misachay. So there is a nigel. So there is a machlekes between Rabbuna and Rabbi Yechanan. So one says that bimoche chalapsi, he says that is bigger, and one says ala shleimo is mitzvah minamukho. So what is the reason as to why kol hashana? So he has to be Mivorech al Shleimo, according to Rabbi Yechanan, because of Kovet Broche. So Shleimo is Kovet. So it's Kovet Broche. So there it's an idea of Kovet Broche. So the Tziv says that actually, insofar as the Tzer Sakosov of Mishnu Echem Mishnu is concerned, so there is no Aloche of Shleimo. There is only Aloche of Lechem Mishnu, too. But Shleimo has to be white both. How is it for Shleimus? Because of the general principle of Kovet Avot. Of Kovet Avot. This is what it is. Now, from the Roshim of the Rosh, here it's Mashma, that the Din of Shleimus is also because of Mikdu Lechem Mishneh. Now the Rosh, now we're talking, paragraph Lamed, so he mentions a יום הרמב"ם יחד בקבוצי על שתי כתוב אישה, מייקן ימיד כתוב לכם אישית. ובו שרבונות, יומדים ימיד על שתי כתוב, לא אישה, מי יחיד בשעה, משהו לא חלימון בשעה, אלא הנוח את דרך שעה בסוג יסוג, ויומדים למה לא לנוח, אלא הנוח את דרך יום, ולהנוח את דרך שעה. אם כאן, אם לא תמיד צלטה את דרך שתי נושא, כי בבין את אישה, ויעס לכם אימי, ולכור לחובה, ואם כאביר חילמיץ האחות ופאודו וחילמיץ זה מול המקוס את הבית של נס ושל נסה וביצע תזה ביפשי סו, אם כאב ואם לא עושה ניסה נאו, זה ביפשי תמיץ ויוסה לכם לגרוב על החודם ומאפוס סו, כאיזה סחקוס פה בכם איזה ניגר סו, זה איזה ספשאל הלוח תפייס את מי you don't have two shlemes But, so it's only the Gala in respect to one. But he says that on Shabbos Yom Tevin, we should look at the Shabbos. The look is man be Shabbos, and the look is there of Shabbos, zook is zook, two loads of man. And Yom Tevin now the look is, and the look is there of Yom Tevin, and the look is there of Shabbos. He'll come, we know the Yom Tevin, 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 we know the Yom Tevin. So it's much about the portion that not only the halacha of lechem mishne of two is based of a man, of a mizazakosu of miktu lechem mishne, but even the halacha of shleimis is based of a mizazakosu of miktu lechem mishne. Because when on Erev Shabbos, so two loaves of man were dropped for each one, everyone was making two loaves. So what kind of loaves of man was everyone making? He gathered everyone, gathered shleimis. So in the Mele, there is a chiyu of lechem mishne and shleimis. It's true, as the Mitzvah said, they are two separate kiyumi, but they are all implicit in the sakosu of mikru lechem mishne. That's how it's mashma. Not as the Mitzvah says, that the sakosu of mikru lechem mishne only implies lechem mishne. Shleimis is because of the general principle of Torah Shalom, because of common law, it's not mashma. So it's mashma that according to the Levi, and so because a possible Mitzvah Mishne implies two things. First of all, a Mishne, and then Shleimis. Then now, that's the Mishne. And then the Rosh says, the way we read, the Meister Pesach, you know, I wish to be shocked for anything. So he lifts up, I'll stay just to stay. So that the Holy Lashin of the Rebbe, the Pusso, and the Eitzel Lechem, she hates him in the Achilles Matz, our Amitri, she did our spirit, you know. She showed him to you. Take that, the Imchim of the Rebbe, in Kazan, it's me, so then he's not here, to me, Bahrain, the Eros Bahrain, we call him Amitza Matzah Pshiro, Amatzah Shiro, Pshiro, 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 Alright. So the Roshi thing is that the Lechem is not the God of the general requirement on Shabbos Yom. But so it's mashma that they according to the Lechem, they according to the Rosh, they are only chilek whether Lechem is the God of the general requirement of Shabbos Yom. Therefore, or it only ends not the God. But it seems that the goal table the doubt that exists a possible of people like a mission implies two things. First of all, like a mission, because there were two loaves, every Jew gathered Erev Shabbos, two loaves of man, and then also slaves. Then also slaves. Now, so according to the Rosh, it's not the Rochel of the name is not the Gaba. So the Melee, whatever is required, every Shabbos in Yom that is required is a knife, but there is an additional Hebrew of a match of Uso, and according to the Levi, it's the Gaba. So it's the Gaba in respect to the Shlomi of one, but it's not the Gaba in respect to the Shlomi of God. Now, the shite of the Al-Hadiris and the Leeds gates, that if it's not Friday night, then he has to have more macho, Shlomo, and more macho Yerusha, two of them. And what if it's 590, so then he has to have three matzahs to Shlomo's, and one to Shlomo's, and one to Uso. Now we have to understand the shite of the halakha days. Now, Monisha, if the halakha days had agreed with the divshi that the halakha of the halakha is nikah, so if when it's on Friday night, he shouldn't have to have three matzahs, only two. So we see that the shite of the halakha days is that there is, that it's not nikah, in other words, that the halakha of the halakha is only an additional halakha, but it doesn't negate any other halakha that is made on Shabbos. So because of that, he says, since according to halakha dealers, lechemini does not negate any other halakha, so if it is Friday night, and Friday night, so we have to have two lechem mishneh and shleimei. So nearly here too, we have to have lechem mishneh and shleimei. Now, there are two separate mitzvahs. That's certainly true. One is a mitzvah of lechem mishneh and one of shleimei. So apparently, the halachas deilis does not agree with the rishon and the end of Rosh that exerts a kosov of biktul lechem mishneh. So implies two things. According to the halachas, so exerts a kosov of biktul lechem mishneh only implies lechem mishneh, not shleimei. Two, failing for shleimei, the two loaves of man that they put together were shleimei, but that doesn't mean that we won't be queer to have shleimei just because the two loaves of man were shleimei. So biktul lechem mishneh only implies the rest of lechem mishneh too. Naturally it is. But why is on Shabbos is it clear to have shleimis, two shleimis? So not because of this lechem mishneh, but not as the Tziv says of the general halacha, that of kovet brachah. No, but since we see that there is a halacha mitzat kovet brachah to have shleimis, that even on Sunday or on Monday, when a person he has to say a mitzvah on the bread, and he has an opportunity to say the mitzvah on the puso, and he had all on the shlimo. So mitzvah kol brocha is in the chuyah to say the brocha on mitzvah on the shlimo. So that word shlimo involves a need of kovet, and mitzvah heil. So there's a need of kovet brocha. So Shabbos, when there is a mitzvah of kibbutz, of the fish of shem the chuyah, ain't again kibbutz, and to be mitborek and we say our shleimo is involves a need of kovet, we see that he will be nisachel. So he has to be mitborek hamitzi on shleimo rather than kuso. So on Shabbos it comes with the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos. Just as we say shleimo comes with the kovet broche of mitzi, so on Shabbos it comes with the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos. And apparently, now the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Enigel Kibbut that is mentioned in Shalom in regard to Shabbos applies also to Yom Kippur. But the Halachas Deilis apparently holds that the mitzvah of Enigel Kibbut applies only to Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. There is a slight higher for it, because there is a machlekes in Zohar, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, whether on Yom Tov is Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem, this is what Rabbi Yeshua says, and Rabbi Elazar says want that as well. So maybe the brother should say that I want that also. Yes, go ahead. Because so it's mashma on this gemara. So it's mashma on this gemara. The daloche really in kovel. These are mitzvahs that are peculiar to Shabbos. Nachlon. As a matter of fact, some ways that kashe. This gemara is kashe. It is the Rambam who says that the mitzvah of really in kovel applies to all as well. Now, so the Rambam is not difficult because the Rambam can say in Yochanan. The Blazer would say the mitzvah of image and covenant apply only to Shabbos, not Yom. But Rabbi Yeshua says that if my mother is a locher of Chatzil HaShem Chatzil HaChem, he would say that the image and covenant apply to Yom as well. So, right, so that's a good chance on Ramah. But the locher Davis can say it's not Yeshua that she is a Ramah. And from the Tashbis of the Rosh Hashanah, it's Mashmah. Here in Zohar Tashamaches, the mitzvah of Yom Kippur apply only to Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So in the Melee, our believers hold the Brit to have Mishnah only applies to Chimot HaChemish. That's a separate mitzvah. In the Natch Leibis. But why does one have to have Shleimis and two Shleimis? For the same reason that in Meisachel, there is a Chiyuv to recite the Bocher while it's impossible. And the Shleim of others and the Kutsa because of Kovit Bocher, so Leila Shabbos, in as much as he's Mechuyif, we have two Chalas, so because of Kovit Shabbos, and Shleim of involves Kovit, so because of Kovit Shabbos, he's Mechuyif to have two Shleim of others and two Kutsas. But, so, that is a mitzvah only, that is only a mitzvah on Shabbos, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah on Yom Tov. So the melee. But on Yom Tov. So the melee. But every other Yom Tov. But let's say on Shabbos. So we are looking at Shabbos because of Kovet Shabbos. But the mitzvah of Kovet doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So in the name, and Yom Tov, the point of the Lord is, and Yom Tov, there is no chiyuv to have to shleim is altogether. But if he wants to have to shleim, it's fine. But Mashiach can be said nine. So there is a lot of the lady that he should have one person. He should have one person. And we have to say, according to the Lord of the Lord, why is it that a Pesach Malik is not on Shabbos? So one Shleimo yes to have. So in the business, why yes to have one Shleimo? So according to our Davis, we have to say, as the Mitziv says, in Mishigoko, you will be to every Shabbos in Yom Tov. Because of the general halacha of Kovet Bocher. So Mitzat Kovet Bocher is not the Chulet to have two Shleimes, only one Shleimo. But on Shabbos, the Alfred Davis is maybe that he has to have two shleimis, because of Kovet Shabbos, so maybe Pesach night happens to be a Shabbat night, so he also has to have two shleimis, and then you'll be becoming the mitzvah. You'll be becoming the mitzvah of Lechemim, with the third matzah that is in Pusa. But if it's not, Friday night, if it's Pesach night, so there he has to have one shleim and one mitzvah. So these are the three sheets. Now, then Tesis says, that the Kama HaMeitz is over the Lord of Harapus. The thing Masha Kerk is the Lord of Kama HaMeitz in the Tessa, Shemaniya, Kusam, Zeta, Shemo, and the Tzea, Pira, Shafu, Mandona, Lord of Harapus, who paid their taxes, Meir, the Tessa, the Lord of Harapus, Elo Harapus, the Shumata Harapus, the Maniho, the Zeta, Shemo, and the Shemira, Shemota, Shemo, who Masha Kerk, the Maniho, the Maniho, Mashmah. lo que tuvo David, that was my también Chávez was his, he was more because he was an animal than me. Que tengo que decir que va a un ángel de mí, no va a un ángel de mí, se me moja un ángel de mí. So that's the issue there. The Birkas are medicine. And the Birkas are who are smart, so are both recited open of use. So the video in the body Hamidzi Alashimo, the Hoda Rahmas Mato, Alapus, who baits and stay Yahad, the Hina of the Hog, and the Nilo, who carries in our species, the Hog in the Kayu Mutisho. Now, an inch of a time, then there is a third year, the year shaped in the two, and I will smile in the name of the name of the Rah. The Abon also mentions it in the name of the Rah. So the third chicken means, so number, the third chicken means that Hamiti Lechem Oret is recited upon the Fuso, and the Lachilas Matzo is recited on the Shleimo. And Lachilas Matzo is recited on the Shleimo. Now, so we have three chickens. One chicken is that both Hamiti and Lachilas Matzo are recited over the Fuso. A second chicken is that Hamitzi, so it is recited on the Shemo, and Achilas Matzo in Allah. So this is what he says. Achilu in Bor Hamitz Lashemo Achilas Matzo Allah. So and the Shita of the Rach is that the Ishim in the two, that Hamitzi is on the Uso, and Achilas Matzo. Achilas Matzo is on the Shleimo. Achilas Matzo on the Shleimo. Now, last time I discussed the pshat in the Shita of the Yishim and the Shita's Kach. Why should Hamitzi be recited? Did Hamitzi be recited? Dafke on the Pusa. And Achilas Matzo on the Shleimo. Achilas Matzo on the Shleimo. So I mentioned the Mahamipo Shita is that if somebody eats a matzah ashir or eats a knife, he's behind the mitzvah, or where the matzah is complete. But he likes the kiyum, have mitzvah of lechem. So we see that according to the Rambam, so the halacha of lechem is a separate mitzvah. It's not descriptive of the mitzvah of where the matzah. And I say that even if we don't accept the shittah of the Rambam, or in most Christian poskim, disagree with the Maharal and Paul, so we can still say that only in respect to the Lechemeini of Matashir, because there Lechemeini relates to the Hefze of the Mat. What kind of Mat it has to be. In other words, it shouldn't be Matashir, it shouldn't be Mat that was Milosh in Yan, in the Shemen, in the Vash, in Paul, but in the parents of the Matashir. So so Lechemeini is descriptive of the mitzvah of where the matzah. Masherim came, the lechemim, if there's a possible lechemim, if there's a possible lechemim, of Matal Kishorim, the Uso, there, so even if we don't accept the Maram Foxy day, but we can still agree with the Maram Fox Mondays in regard to the aloha of lechemim of Matal Kishorim, the Uso of Kamilus. Because, in other words, there is a distinction between the Lechemim of Matashio, there the Lechemim, the Zakos Lechemim, relates to the Hefte. So, since it relates to the Hefte, so there is descriptive of the Mitzvah of the Arthipomatis. Masha'im can hear, it doesn't relate to the Hefte, to the Maise, Achil, that it has to be with Huso. So, maybe we could say that it's not descriptive of the Arthipomatis, it's not a halacha in the Arthipomatis, it's a separate mitzvah. Now, that there is a separate mitzvah of Lechemeini, has nothing to do with Matzah's mitzvah. So it's mentioned the Rambam, and the Rambam in the Sefer puts it out. The Rambam says, in the report of the Matzah, halacha heim, he says, Matzo shall watch up in the papers, yet it's going to be a possible test. Because the Shinas are Rambam, creates a body of the worship person, remain in God intimately. So the Rambam says two things. Cast a risk for you. It was mixed in what? God, very fine flour, the kilo. And so it's still mutares. So the Rambam says two things. Mutares, that is mutares based on life. And then he says, so the Rambam emphasizes two things. First of all, he says, Yitzhak was the Pesach, and it's Mutares also. Why does the Rambam never say Mutares? Of course it's Mutares. How could there be something like that? It's just because the same as is Nikio. So because of that, it should be Osea, and Monashia. If it's Osea, even it should be Osea. So why should it be Osea only? It's a night, it should be Osea. All the places. What Mehichat is, it should be Osea. What kind of reason could there be in the matze of passivus nikio? So, what the Rambam says two things. Yechei passivus nikio b'yitzir, ha'ariz u'interes u'yitzir b'chivos b'yitzir. So the answer is that there are two halachas in the Rambam. One halacha in the Rambam is that matzah shivon ikar b'yitzir. So the Rambam says b'yitzir b'chivos b'yitzir. I shouldn't say that if the matzah was made out of passive of sinless nikio, so maybe the hefze, so it's like matzah shiro, if it's made of passive nikio. So the hefze is like matzah shiro, and maybe it shouldn't be the kind of mitzvah of berakah for matzahs. So the Rambam says it's a kovasim test. But then there is a special mitzvah of making it as a kohen with the hamei of Mitzrayim, and that is mentioned in the Rambam. That is mentioned in the Rambam. In the cave, you were told to matter what a hope. You tell it in a company by shooting, by cutter, and it's in a cigarette. The cave, you tell all the shame is of my shame and bash the whole of the cabinet. Who behave all his shame, also all his shame with cutting, and will be my little back. Loy Mishim Homer. אלא כדי שיהיה לכם אין, ובין מורישי מלבד שצורך להסיך לכם אין. כבר זה מיני מורישי, just between the day, the daylight. Part of the מורישי, you need the night. But the Rambam says, ובין מורישי, that means the first night, או סולולי של מיקטי, אלא במיין מלבד. אלא במיין מלבד. That means not to make the מורישי in שמן, דבש, חולו, that night. Why? Because the Zaloche of Zichre Lachamim. So that means even if he has a Kazan is Matze, that is not Miroesh, the Shemun Bivash. But he wants to be Rosh, the first night of Pesach, other Matze, additional Matze, over the globe. The Kazan is Matze, with which he was becoming the Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael Matze. He cannot do it, because there is a Mitzvah of making the Korim Lachamim. Of making the Korim Lachamim. And then the Jewish Agenim, I'm sorry, will see that the Agenim will say, the Pesach, they say that the first night of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat any matzah, even though you already want to carry the mitzvah of the Arabic matzahs. You're not allowed to eat the matzah, the first night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach. Why? Because of the aloche of Zichri Lachamim. As a matter of fact, there is a lady. So all of Pesach Yitzli, and even though it is the Omeni Hasidim, Stolen Hasidim, Stolen Akamina Hasidim, Lithuania Hasidim, not Polish Hasidim, but the Omeni Lithuania Hasidim. So, and Hasidim consider that as a Lisa Gomu, but he didn't care for the fact that the Hasidim didn't like it. The Chaim did not eat because of the COVID of the Hasidim, so he did not eat clean. But when no Hasid was around, so he used to put a matzah in the soup. No clean at all, to make a Chaim song. But when he said there, when he saw Levi, he ate clean lach, and even if there were many Hasidim in the house, he still ate clean lach. But the first two nights of Pesach, he didn't take them back. No one didn't take them back. Why? Because of the Shittes Agenim. Because of the Shittes Agenim, night of Pesach, the night of Pesach, so mitzad zichel v'chamim. So you're not supposed to eat the matzah shor, even though you're already mikayim the mitzvah of the Arabic matzahs. And the Rambam she takes matzah like that. The Rambam says, Uvi Yohishei, Oseh, Lo Yishul Itati, Lo Yomai Lubach, Lo Yishul Chalot, El Kishir Yitzvahamim, Uvi Yohishei Lubach, Ushetzol Chli, Zichel V'chamim. So that's why, so Rambam says, that's the reason is why the Rambam, in the book, you has come to matzah, Halachal hei. So he says, the Rambam says, Chimpasiris and Tio Beizia, Harizu Kuteres, Mitzir Chomasit Pesach. So two halachas. One is, Mitzir Chomasit Pesach, it's not like Matzah Shiro, and then it's Kuteres. Because if it would be like Matzah Shiro, so it wouldn't be allowed to eat that even after you are Mikhail, the Mitzvah of the because as is he called, so there is a special mitzvah on the Rambam. And to have his Zikorin Lachamim. Now, that doesn't mean that the Rambam agrees with Moran on the clock. Because the Halacha of Lachamim, the Matzah Shiro, that is, so which relates to the Heft of the Matzah, so that this is descriptive of the mitzvah of the Rambam could say, not like the Moran. So we could say that it's descriptive of the mitzvah of matzahs. But there is another mitzvah of lechamim, of making easy coin with lechamim. So in Melee, the Rach does not have to agree the Rambam of the book, but the Rach holds that where is the lechamim of matzah shiro is descriptive of the Rambam of matzahs. So, but the lechamim of madar kishoni b'pusa atam b'pusa is not descriptive of the Arabic matzahs. But it's a separate mitzvah to have his ikorim lechamim. So to eat the pusa. So b'meila, and by eating the pusa, so he'll realize there's ikorim lechamim. There's ikorim lechamim. So b'meila, the Rach holds that inasmuch as a Pesach night, there are two mitzvahs. First of all, the mitzvah of Arabic matzahs, which is peculiar to Pesach night. Then Pesach night is not the quality of the act of them. And Shmuel Siyah also the Holy of Pesach night. And Sukkot Siyah also the Holy of Pesach night. Shvi'i Shal Pesach, at night you are also the Holy of Pesach night. Not mitzvah of Arabic matzahs, but mitzvah the general mitzvah of Kazaris Mas and Shabbos and Yotet and on Pesach, so the passes to be matzah natural. So the Mele, the Aloche of Lachani, which is a separate mitzvah of making his common Lachani, is descriptive of the mitzvah of Kazani's past. So in other words, so that's why the Rach says that the mitzvah of Moritz, is to be recited over the Puso, and the matzo, mitzvah noret is to be recited over the puso, and alachilas matzo is to be recited over the shleim. So we see from that one thing is clear that the achshite is that the exerzakosu of maoni darkei puso akam darkei puso is not descriptive of the Arabic matzahs. Because if the Rach should agree that Maroni Daki Pusa Kapi Pusa is descriptive of where the matzah is, now the Brocha Lachlas Matzah is recited on what? On the mitzvah of where the matzah is. So how could we say that where the Lachlas Matzah is recited Daki on the Shreem? Not on the Pusa. So we see that according to the Rach, so Mal only darke b'pusa. Akam darke b'pusa is a separate mitzvah. It's not descriptive of berate matzahs. So of course, if the Rach agrees with the Torah, then everything is a separate mitzvah. But the Rach does not have to agree with the Maral Torah. In Migat Matzah Shiro, he could say, not like the Maral Torah, that this is descriptive of berate matzahs. And if one mitzvah Matzah Shiro is not in Mikai, so bad of diplomatic. But she said what he said. She said what he said. So because of that, he says that you would have to recite the broche, of Amit Rahim Lohet, and the broche of Amit Rahim Lohet, and the boost, and the boost. So either that the pshat in the rachi is, as I said last time, that Maroni Daki Mipuso, Akikam Daki Mipuso, is descriptive of the relates to the mitzvah of Kazan's past. Oh, no. Why should we say that it relates to the mitzvah of Kazan's past? Why should we say that? Meicha Teitzeh, where did Gemara mention that? So, but the Rashi is that Maroni Daki Mipuso, Akikam Daki Mipuso is a second mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What's the essence of the mitzvah? We have to make easy calling the Rachamim in this time. Easy calling. It's a separate mitzvah. So the Mele, if he eats one matzah, let's say puso, so he already realizes his easy calling. And there would be a mitzvah namufreya to recite both prophets. I mean, Amit Rachamim Lohet and Alachilas Matzo and the Puso. Both. Mitzad, as Stacy says, Mitzad the separate mitzvah of Rachamini, of making it a coin. So, Mimele, in order to realize a put a coin, so he should recite both the Amit Rachamim Lohet and Alachilas Matzo and the Puso. But because of the halachim, of in Institutes Chilis Chavilis, and it says in Broches, that when it says that the Abishayim who say that he cannot recite both the Amit Zilach Noretz and Alachas Matzo on the same Matzo, whether it's on the Shoim or on the Puso, but both Broches on the same Matzo he cannot recite on account of the Aroche of in Institutes Chilis Chavilis. So because of that, the Rach says that he should recite the Birkas Amitzi, he should recite the Birkas Amitzi and the Puso, the Birkas Amitzi and the Puso, not because the Aroche of Puso is descriptive of the mitzvah of past Yom. No, it's a separate mitzvah, it's not descriptive of any other mitzvah. This is a mitzvah itself, to make it a calling of the Hamish of Mitzrayim. So the Mele, if there had to be the Aroche of the Eis Mitzvah Schiles Chiles, then the Rach would say exactly like Teisves. But where is Teisves? As Teisves in Hochet Nachamates points out, that the Aroche of the Eis Mitzvah Schiles Chiles doesn't apply to the Tzamerim, so the Rach holds that the Aroche of the Eis Mitzvah Schiles Chiles applies to the Tzamerim as well. So the Mele, he cannot. So if not for the Aroche of the Mitzvah Chilis Chilis, the Rach would say like David says here, that he should be, in order to make his easy covenant with Rachamini, to realize easy covenant with Rachamini, so he should recite both Broches, Hamitz Rachamini Oretz, and Matzo, and the Puso. But because that he cannot do on account of the Aroche of any species who is Chiles. The Rach says he should recite the Broche of Hamitzi. The Broche of Hamitzi and the Broche of Hamitzi is required for the Kazayin's Pass of Yom Tov, for the Matzeh with which you've been carrying the meat of Kazayin's Pass of Yom Tov. And he also has to recite the Broche of Hamitzi for the Matzeh with which you'll be carrying the mitzvah of Erev Matzis. So the Mele, by reciting the broche of Amitzi and the puso, so the Mele will fulfill the mitzvah of Achamim. Will fulfill the mitzvah of Achamim. And but he cannot recite Alachilas Matzah also on the puso because of the din of Enes Mitzvah. And this is how the Bach in Siman Tov Ayin He explains the shita of the Bach. The Bach says on the words that actually he should recite the Amitzi and the Achilas Matzah on the Puso, but because that cannot do puso, Bahamini, Madhav Shori puso, Kami puso, is not descriptive of the mitzvah of the Arachimo Matzis. But it's a separate mitzvah to make it zikore. So the Meir, since it's a separate mitzvah, to make it zikore for Bahamini, and it's not descriptive of any mitzvah. It's not descriptive of the Arachimo Matzis, it's not descriptive of the mitzvah. It doesn't, it's not descriptive of the mitzvah of the past. It's a separate mitzvah of making it a covenant. Lay in Mitzrayim. It's not the lay in Mitzrayim. It's full of covenant. And there is no problem with it. Because as probably not a man who says that the Lord of the Mitzvah is good.
So yes, we need to be able to do that. say our Chusum. There is the more tragic is that Maniach Chusum Zecha Shlomo does not mean that the Chusum is put beneath the Shlomo, but on top of it, on top of it, whatever it is. So, Maniach Chusum Zecha Shlomo, we need to propose the shame of our cases. That Maniach Chusum Zecha Shlomo means that the Chusum is beneath the Shlomo. So the nira ki pitzeya ala pusu. So then, it's nira ki pitzeya ala pusu. So, then it says, umi kombo kei, enu pitzeya akim ala shoyim. Vala pruzo, yivone chalachila simatzo, vekeichi, veichli, mishdeyem yachat, kidei shenir nira ki pitzeya ala pusu. Vechem amin. So he says that he has to be mitzeya imamish breaks up the peace from the shalmo, and from the puso it doesn't break up. But by virtue of the fact that he puts the puso in the shalmo, then it is neither to mitzeya. And of course, so he's what he's actually mitzeya from the shleimer. But it has to be nire ki mitzeya ala pruso. Yes, nire ki mitzeya ala pruso. But he shouldn't actually be mitzeya. It should only be look. It should only look as if he's mitzeya ala pruso. But actually, he should be mitzeya on the shleimer. Umi kombo kemen mitzeya ki ala shleimer. Ala pruso li vore chalachivas matzo. Again, so the Shkodoch says that we have to meet up both matters together because of the suffering, because there's a matter of the shame. So in order to come both to the shittes, so maybe we have to meet from both matters together. But Taisa here at the beginning does not mention the suffering. And still Taisa says that he has to meet up the shame and the fruits together, because he has, in order that it should look as if he's giving the alakus. But, Monefshech, so, Monefshech, if it's an Indian, to be with the alakus, so let him be with the alakus. So, why does he have to say, Umikombo came in with the akim on Hashem? No, he should be with the actual Ptie, he should break off from the actual breaking off, should be with the life of the Shleim. But, he has to make a symbolic Ptie in the Pusah. How will the symbolic tzie be realized? By two things. First of all, by putting the puso tachas ha-shleimo, and then, after his mitzeya on the shleimo, so then they will start eating from both matzahs together. So have like this, and start eating from both matzahs together, so that will also realize a symbolic tzie. So we see that this is apparently emphasizes the idiom of nira ki b'tzeyat na'pruso, but an actual p'tzeh not. An actual p'tzeh has to be made of the shleim. What's the pshat? So the pshat in this case is apparently nira. Now there is a more in the Shabbos. Morin Shabbat at the time of the day says, Omar Rabate Bashem, Omar Rabate, Bishabbat Chai Modo Mitzia or Shteki Kores, Vichsiv Lechem Ishi, Omar Rabashe, Hazino Le Rabtale, Dino Katalte Le Bota Chode, Omar Lichuksi. So Rabashe said that he saw that he observed that Rabtale, when he was in Morin Shabbat and the Chalais, so he was holding both Chalais, Shleis, but he broke off, he cut off one chal, not from both chals. Why? Because it says, liktu ksi. So the mashmach is, aruptzir ksi mishne, because the posik in Shalach mentions liktu lechem mishne. It doesn't say, chitru lechem mishne, liktu lechem mishne. So in other words, in order to symbolize the ness of the man, so when he's bivoreich, The main scene, Shabbos and the two chalas, he has to hold both chalas, not just one. But when he cuts, he doesn't have to cut both chalas, he just has to cut from one chalas. This is what Rav Kana said. Rav Zeimer have the butzer hakula sheyach. Now, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rashi. What does it mean? Rav Zeimer have the butzer hakula sheyach. So Rashi says, have a butzer hakula sheyach. Say when not that Rav Zeimer was really Rav Kana. Rav Zeimer agreed with Rav Kana, but you only have to be say, I only have to cut from one chalas, not both chalas. But when you cut the one chale, so he cut a big piece. He cut a big piece, not a small piece. So, Omale, Rabino, Ravashe, Bomerze, Kiran. So you say, good spotless, I mean, if you cut out a big piece, Omale, keep the whole game very open. See, if I would do it every day, so then it would have a bottomless character. But every day I don't do it. Only on Shabbos because of Prophet Shabbos. So it doesn't look like this. This is how Rashi explains. How the words are Ula Shira say means that you cut off a big piece of the chalas, not a small piece. Not a small piece. Who said they don't? The Daniel Bob, Lady Sisuda, will have a Shabbos. The year that the Havik to the Shabbos is Havik Lechala. But the Rashi Bob, most of the Shemin agree with Rashi. But the Rashi is chilek on Rashi Shabbos, and he says that Rav Zeimer was chilek on Rav Kana. Remember, we passed by Rav Zeimer. Where is Rav Kana? Say, no katalte u'botze chode. Omar u'tuksim that you only have to hold one chalas in the second mitzvah. But you have to cut off one chalas. So Rav Zeimer says, no, you have to cut from both chalas. And that Rashi, and the Goyen also passes by Rashi. The Marshal. This passes like Rashi, but it's on hold, and the Chalas and the Chamor, they pass like Rashi. That you only have to hold both Chalas when you say Amitzi, but you cut only, you cut from only one Chalas, not from both Chalas. Now, so most the Shemi hold that the Chavzeira is not really from the Chalas, so you can get that from the Chalas. If you say the Chavzeira is really, so the Chalas is like Chavzeira. So that means that according to most the Shemi, that the current case of Shemi is also like that. Like Rashi, that you only have to cut, on one chalas, not on both chalas. Now, what's the pshat? Now, according to Rashi, or even according to Rashi, but Rav Kana certainly says that you only have to cut from one chalas, not from both chalas. Literally. So, what's the pshat according to Rashi? According to everyone. So, you have to hold, when you say, I'm telling you all Shabbos and the Chalas, so we have to open both Chalas, but you can't from only one Chalas. So what's the job? So it's established that actually, what does it mean hold? I mean, what does it mean hold? You have to hold both Chalas, what is a mitzvah of holding? So the mitzvah is to be mitzvah of Mishnah. Because what does it mean? I mean, that it's a mitzvah of Mishnah Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to eat like a mishnah Shabbos. There is no mitzvah to eat up two chalas. You don't have to eat up two chalas. The mitzvah is a mitzvah to be mitzvah like a mishnah. To be mitzvah like a mishnah. So everyone agrees that essentially the mitzvah is mitzvah like a mishnah. And that's the pshat in mitzvah like a mishnah. I mean, the halacha that is deduced from mitzvah like a mishnah. So, to be mitzvah like a mishnah. But, so maybe according to the Ashbo, so Rav Zeimer says that you have to cut both chalas. Because there is a mitzvah to be mitzvah like a mishnah. Now, how are you mitzvah like a mishnah? How are you mitzvah like a mishnah? If you hold it to chalas and then you cut both chalas, so you have mitzvah like a mishnah. But if you just hold it to chalas and you cut from one chalas, so according to the Ashbo, Rav Zeimer says, you are not mitzvah like a mishnah. You are only mitzvah both. True, you are holding both, but you cut only one. So maybe the net result is, according to the Rashi's pshat in Rav Zeimer, that he was only mitzvah both. Now, according to Rashi, so Rav Zeimer is not really kind of that. So in Melee, you only have to cut, one challah, and then, and the other challah you don't have to cut. But before you cut, you have to hold both challahs. So what does it mean? In other words, if you hold both, and you say amit, when you say amit, you hold both challahs, then you cut from one, and then you cut from the top one, the bottom one, and then all the results in amit. It's all right, it doesn't make any difference. So then, it's considered out of being that you are mitzeyano. Now, everybody will agree that there's nothing wrong in cutting both halves. I mean, Rashi doesn't say that you have to cut after one. Rashi says, according to Rashi, you don't have to cut both halves. In other words, you can be considered in mitzeyano both halves, even if you just cut one. Why? Because as long as you said, and you are holding both halves, and then you cut one, so you have an actual tzie. And one, and the symbolic tzie, and the other. How is this symbolic tzie realized on the other? By virtue of the fact that when it was said, Hamit Lachim Moretz, he was holding both halves. So then, it's an actual tzie on one, and the symbolic tzie on the other. And then, according to the Rashba, no. There cannot be a symbolic tzie. There has to be an actual tzie. So we see that there is a halacha. So the essential halacha of the Mishneh is not that there should be two halachas of a deal. That's not the mitzvah of the Mishneh. The essential feature of the Mishneh is that one is mechuyev to be mitzeya of the Mishneh. Not to put the Mishneh on the table as a decoration. I mean to be mitzeya. To be mitzeya of the Mishneh. So maybe, and the mitzvah is to be mitzvah of the Mishneh. But even according to Rashi, that you don't have to cut both, only one, so it's because if you hold both, and then you cut one, so it's considered mitzvah of the Mishneh. But first you have to be mitzvah actually, and one shleim of the Mishneh. Otherwise, you will not be mitzvah of the Mishneh. So maybe, here, to take the shite in Mohes, not on the test. Now, take the shite in Mohes, not on the test is, and take the shite all over is that, not like the written around. So, in other words, there is a halacha of the Mishneh, the halacha of the Mishneh, and the Mishneh does not begin any halacha that is made in Kalashah. And in the culture of the Rambam, so we have to say that Lechem Eidik, of course, Lechem Eidik only negates the Shlemis aspect, but it does not negate the Lechem Mishneh aspect. So in the culture of the Rambam, so Meile, that means there is a Roche Pesach night to be Mitzia Lechem Mishneh. And of course, we cannot say, like in Tzim, that Shlemis and Shabbos night is the general meaning of Shlemis, called Roch. No. The Shabbos and Yom Tov is a halacha of Lechem Mishneh and of Shlemis. End of Shlemis, according to Tesis. Even if Tesis would agree with the Rivshite, Tesis doesn't, but even if Tesis would agree with the Rivshite, so the Lechem Mishneh negates the halacha of Shlemis. So it only negates the halacha of Shlemis in respect to one Shlemis, but it doesn't negate the halacha of Shlemis in respect to the other Shlemis. So maybe there is definitely a halacha of Shlemis, of Lechem Mishneh and Shlemis. So it has to be mitzeya. Since there is a halacha of Lechem Mishneh and Shlemis, and Shlemis is not mitzah, the general meaning of Shlemis, of Kavod HaMelacha. But there is a special halacha of Viktu Lechem Mishneh, of Lechem Mishneh and Shlemis. So maybe he has to be mitzeya and Lechem Mishneh Shlemis. He has to be mitzeya. So that is to say, in the Kono Kein, and you say, yeah, Kino HaShlemis. And he said, but on the Puso, he shouldn't actually be mitzeya. He should only link in a symbolic. You see, there is a difference. You see, when Rashi and the other Shem say that on Shabbos, you only have to hold both halves, but you actually have to be mitzeya only one halve, you have to cut one halve, the other halve you don't have to cut, so there it doesn't mean that you should cut the other halve. You don't have to, if you want to cut both halves, go to the halve. separate. But you don't have to. Mas a gente mira um texto e se pensa, ai, um como que ele não tinha que malas leigo? Que malas leigo? E says, vá lá, vá lá, fuso de morra a chelas macho. De que ele não tinha que ir a que tinha a fuso. E no testamento tudo bem lhe chegou. All because in order that it should be needed, to be tailored so. So it's much more that it shouldn't. It's not a proper thing to actually be tailored. Why? That's how it's much more than it. Because since there is a mitzvah to be tailored Allah and Mishneh, and what does it mean to be tailored Allah and Mishneh? To be tailored Allah and Mishneh Shlomim. So essentially, the mitzvah is to be mitzea and the Mishneh and two halish rings. And two halish rings, if you will actually be mitzea. Be mitzea and the Shlomo and the Puso, if you will actually be mitzea. And the Shlomo and the Puso, so that will detract from the character of mitzea and the Mishneh Shlomo. But there is also a mitzvah. So we are confronted, we are faced here with the conflict. On one hand, he is obligated to be mitzvah or shlemis, and how many shlemis? And two shlemis. Not suppose here on Friday night, instead of being, let's say, he'll have two halacha. It's an ordinary Friday night, not basic night, where there is no halacha of Rahamim. So we'll have three halachas. Two chalish lemeis, one hev chal. And they'll say, Amitzrach and Oret are not the three chalas, the two shlemeis and the hev chal. And then he'll cut from the shlemo and from the pusul chal. So then he will not be carrying the mitzvah of the mitzvah al hamishneh properly. Because the mitzvah consists in the mitzvah al hamishneh shlemeis, and he cut the Shlomo and the Hechale. So remember that will detract from the full mitzvah of Bitzeya and the Mishneh Shlomis. So from the point of view of the mitzvah of Bitzeya and the Mishneh Shlomis, he shouldn't break off from the Pusuk. But there is a mitzvah of Lachemini also. And Lachemini, so what does Lachemini imply? Lachemini implies not only that he should eat a matzah Pusuk, but he should be mitzeya matzah pusa. He should be mitzeya matzah pusa. Because when you eat, we have to say like that. Because we couldn't say that the essence of the mitzvah of lechem eini ma'ol idalki pusa, achkam idalki pusa, implies only yes to eat a pusa. Whenever you eat the matzah, even if it is shlemo, but by the time you eat it up, it's already pusa. Unless you swallow it, you swallow it, I mean, then you might expose yourself to some trouble. If you swallow a whole matzah, I mean, and you don't break it out first. So usually, when you eat the matzah, so first you break it out into pieces. By the time you swallow it, and you behind the mitzvah, it's already a puso. It's a puso in his mouth. So what does it mean? Lechemini, you have to eat puso. Naturally, it's puso. Only in an unusual situation you want to eat a shlemo. If he swallows up without chewing, if he swallows up the whole matzah. So the mitzvah, so the essence of Mahameini implies that you have to be mitzeya. You have to be mitzeya in puso. You have to be mitzeya in puso. So Jesus was faced with the conflict. On one hand, he is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Mahameini. And what does Lechem Mishneh imply? Liftzeya Lechem Mishneh. Lechem Mishneh Shlemis. Now, if he's going, but if, let's say, so how is one becoming the mitzvah of Tzeya Lechem Mishneh Shlemis every Friday night when he cuts only one chale? He doesn't cut both chales? The answer is, as long as he holds on to both chales and then he cuts one, so it's considered as if he was Tzeya Lechem. But he's mechuyev to be mitzeya on both. Now, so Friday night, if he wants to cut both chalets, so there is no problem. But here, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of mitzeya lechemishne shleimis by breaking off from the shleimo matzeh and from the pusa matzeh, because then it will detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bitzeya Halacha Mishnah Shleimus. But if he's not going to retract from the mitzvah of Bitzeya Halacha Mishnah Shleimus, then he will not fulfill the mitzvah of Lachaneini. And Lachaneini, the mitzvah of Lachaneini, essentially implies that he has to be Bitzeya and Pusa. So he has to satisfy both mitzvahs. How does he satisfy both mitzvahs? So this says, Mishum Yichsim Lachaneini. Why is that important? In order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Chameini, to be Mitzvah of Puso. You cannot say he'll be behind the mitzvah of Mitzvah of Puso by eating Puso. Everyone eats a Puso. We don't have to resort to a special aloche of the Chameini. Say, Umikom, okay, because Enoni, the difference between Enoni and the Noshi, as far as the moment of Achilles is concerned, so Enoshi too eats a Pusa. But Enoshi, so at the time of the Achilles, when he swallows it, it's a Pusa. But when he's Bitzeya, he's Bitzeya and Shlemo. Mashiach and Enoni, so at the very outset, when he's Bitzeya, he's Bitzeya and Enoni. So maybe the Mitzvah of Achilles implies you have to be Bitzeya and a Pusa. You have to break off. You have to break off. But if you break off from the Pusa, it will detract from the fulfillment of being Bitzeya. But it's actually Kam Shneir. How is it actually Kam Shneir? How is it actually Kam Shneir? In the same way as we have the mitzvah of Bitzeya Al-Hamish Nevi, when we cut only one Chal and the other not, but it's a mitzvah of Bitzeya Al-Hamish Nevi too, the answer is, if you hold both and you cut one, so the thing is considered as he, you cut both. As he would say, both. So you have to Now here is something curious. Tetzvah says the only reason as to why you don't say the Meitzi, and the Achilas Matzah, both Roches and the Puso, is because Eisi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So the melee is the first question. So what should we do? He should say the Alam Achilas Matzah the Puso. And I'm eating like an orange. He would say, why? Because of the incident of the spirits. The implication being that if there had been a lot of incident of the spirits, so then it would be more proper for him to recite both Brochas and the Pusso. Now, so then takes a sense. So from this it's much more that can be a halacha of an ACDC, then the first presentation would also say that you have to recite both brachas and the pusuk. Why? Because of the chalim. So the answer is true. The Tirzakosov of the Chameini does not say that you have to recite the Kohel or the Pusuk. The Tirzakosov of the Chameini implies that you have to be Bitzeya of the Pusuk. That's the essential feature of the Tirzakosov of the Chameini. Bitzeya of the Pusuk. So, Melech, if, let's say, so as long as the Chachom did not elect the Takome, that you have to say Kohel before you eat, so Melech, the Kohel did not become part of the Tzit, because you can eat without eating the Kohel. So how can Broche be part and parcel of the Tzitzit? But once the Chachomim were misaki the Takone of Kohanim, they would Broche Moab. And once the Chachomim were misaki the Takone, that before they do the Mitzvah, they have to say Broche, so Memele, the Broche becomes part and parcel of the Tzitzit process. I mean, a Jew cannot just be Pitzaya without making the Broche first. So before his Pitzaya, he has to make a Broche. So maybe the Broche is an integral part of the Tzeh. So just as the whole thing is an integral part of the Tzeh, the Broche is also an integral part of the Tzeh. As a result of the Takonis HaChomim, that you have to say Broche before the Tzeh. So maybe if not, since there is a mitzvah, the essential feature of Lechemene is that you should and you cannot partake of a matzah without the broth, without the blitzamit, without the alachilas matzah. So we made the broth becomes part and parcel of the tzir. So maybe he should recite both broths. He should recite both broths. Both broths over the pusa. But why can't you do it? Because that will involve in the misera of the mitzvahs kabbalas. Kabbalas, if you recite both brachas, the mitzvah noet and lachlas matzo on the same matzah pusa. Now the question arises is, we just said that the essential feature of lachamishne is the mitzvah lachamishne, but the essential feature of lachamishne is also the mitzvah pusa. So Teitz says that if not for the halacha of Nisitzvistilis Kabiles, then he would be mechuyev to recite both broches and the pusuk. It's not because of broches per se, but in view of the fact that you cannot partake of the matzah pusuk until you make a broche first, so maybe the broche is part and parcel of the tzir. It's part and parcel of the tzir. But so then he should be required to recite the Birkas HaMitzi and the Shleimo because of the mitzvah of Miftira Lechemishne. So why does this say? Why does this say? The reason is to why he has to recite the Broche of HaMitzi and the Shleimo and Alachilas Matzo and the Puso is because of the Nisitzis Kleskles. The implication being that if there had now of the Nisitzis Kleskles, then he would have to recite HaMitzi and Alachilas Matzo and the Puso in order to be the kind of mitzvah of Lechemini, the essence of which is to be mitzvah of Puso. But there is another mitzvah, Mitzvah Lechemishne. And what's the essence of the mitzvah of Mitzvah Lechemishne? To be mitzvah of Lechemishne Shleimis. So even if there had been the halacha of any mitzvah Chavilas, how could he recite both broches and the Puso? Then he would be mitzvah the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Lechemini, but it wouldn't become the mitzvah of Lechemishne, of being mitzvah, and Lechemishne is by mates. The answer is, Teitz doesn't mean, the first question Teitz doesn't mean, that if there hadn't been a halacha of Inesimitzis, then he would be obligated to recite, then he would have to recite both broches exclusively on the Pusa. But if there hadn't been a halacha of Inesimitzis, then he would have to recite the broch of Ametzi over both matzahs, over the Shleimo and the Pusa. Over the Shleimo he would have to recite, because since he cannot eat of the Shleimo unless he makes a Metzi, and then the broch of Moal, so maybe the Birkas Ametzi and the Shleimo is part and parcel of the Pusa and the Shleimo, and he would have to recite the Birkas Ametzi and the Puso as well, because there is a mitzvah of the Haredi, of being Mitzayan Puso, and since you cannot partake of the Puso without saying the Brocha Mamitzalachem Lohoretz first, so maybe the Brocha Mamitzalachem Lohoretz is partially be part and parcel of the Tzieh and the Puso. So what would be the solution? He would if there had been a Roche of an Itzim which is Pudas Mamitzalachem, then he would have the proper thing for him to be. The proper thing for him would be to recite the Broche of Amitzelachem Lohoretz and both matters, and the matter of Shlemo as part and parcel of the Tziyam Shlemo, mitzad Amitzelachem Amitzelachem Mishle, and also to recite the Broche of Amitzelachem Lohoretz and the Puso as part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Hanani, to be Mitzelachem the Puso. But an account of the halacha of an institutes, and the first question he takes is assuming that even when you do it on two matters, the isha of an institutes applies not only when you say two broches and one matter, but even when you do it on two matters. So this the isha still applies. So the Merile takes this is because of the isha of an institutes. So he has to make a joy. So the Brocha of the Leitzi, he will recite only over Shlomo and not over the Puso. Not over the Puso. And that means that when he recites the Brocha of Amitzah Noet, he will just hold the Shlomo, he will not hold the Puso. He will not hold the Puso. So, and then the Achilas Matzah. So he will recite only over the Puso. And he will not hold Shlomo when he recites. He will only hold the Puso at the time that he recites the Brocha of Achilas Matzah. This is the Pshat in the first question. So, we should receive the Chanei, we need to receive the we need to receive the Puso. We come again with the Achilas Shlomo, but the Puso is Brocha of Achilas Matzah. We can't give the Chumash in Yachar, the Shinya to receive the Puso. We can't give it. But we will ask the Chanei to see. We can't give the Achilas Matzah and the Puso. That would be the Chanei to receive the Chanei. We need to be, so that he says no. So the broche itself becomes an integral part of the tzieh, because a Jew cannot partake of a challah without making the broche. So maybe that's the initial act in the process of tzieh. So he says that has nothing to do with tzieh. Tzieh has to do only with that which is necessarily involved, physically involved, you know, in the eating process. But in Bokha, that's a that's a spiritual thing. So the Bokha, even though you cannot partake of the Achille without making the Bokha first, but it's not a necessary part in the physical act, in the physical process of eating. You see, holding down, taking the hold of a Achille, that's a necessary step in the physical process of eating. But making the bracha, this is a spiritual thing. I mean, it's not a necessary step in the physical act of eating. So maybe the bracha does not become part of the tzeit. But so nevertheless, so it should not have to recite of the broche of Achilas Matzah and Amit out of the Puso either. So the answer is since this mitzvah, the mitzvah of being Mitzayah and the Puso, it relates to the mitzvah of the Erev Dechol Matzeis. So Mimele and the broche of Achilas Matzah is in Vilas HaMitzvah, and even the Broche of HaMitzvah and the Oretz, that the deen has the status of the Vilas HaMitzvah. We see that from the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah says that Vilas HaMitzvah, so there is no halacha of Amos. But could say there is. But the book of what Ahmad said, so not only is there a deal of arrogance in regard to the book of Akhlas Matzah, but even to the book of Amitzlah and Lawrence. Amitzlah and Lawrence. So that means that the Amitzlah and Lawrence that you recite over the Matzah has the status of the Birkas Amitzah. Of the Birkas Amitzah. So too, if there hadn't been a loche of Kohanel of the Boche moral, so then there wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to say this, say Amitzlach in Oretz of the Matze. But since there is a loche of Kohanel of the Boche moral, so in Mele, the Boche of Amitzlach in Oretz also has the status of Birkas Amitzvah. I'll discuss that later, I'm in another year. So in Mele, so too, as far as the Tzio of the Chemishin is concerned, so the broche is not part and parcel of the tzie. But as far as the mitzvah of lechemeini, so not only the actual tzie, but even the broches, which have a din of the birkas mitzvah, which are a concomitant of the mitzvah, so they are also part and parcel of the mitzvah of lechemeini. So because of that, Rav Nachman Vine or Yoron Elaz is hakel al atkuso. Ve'nashrim bo kibishu lechemishne. You don't have to say the birkas hameitzi. You don't have to say the Birkas Hameitzi and the Shoyim, you don't have to say it even after the Lechol Eschachonim of Kohan and Broch and Noal, so it doesn't become part and parcel of the Tzie of Lechem Mishne. But the Broch does become part and parcel of the Tzie of the Puso, because the Tzie of the Puso relates to the Kiyum HaMitzvah, to the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Verity Chomatzis. So he says, the OB, or your own body, you will be a Samaritan, I'll say, yeah, keep your genius. But a calf, we bought a Halakila Smacho, Ubtea, Mishdea, the interfills, Mahasho is a stair, I'll stay, Mahasho is a stair. So, in other words, the really also held that down of the city's police companies applies to the example as well. But he held. When you do it on two matzahs, so then it doesn't involve the insert of a mitzvah's kabbalist families. So, remember, and the Rii was really kind of Nachmanin. Whereas Rav Nachmanin held that insofar as the Tzial Lechemishne is concerned, which emanates from the Mosek of the Lechemishne, so the Broche does not become an integral part of the Tzial, only in the mitzvah of Tzial al Puso, mitzvah Lechemishne, so the Broche becomes part and parcel of the tzie, but not in the mitzvah of Mikvah Hamishne. There, tzie means the physical tzie. Not the broche doesn't become part and parcel of the mitzvah of tzial Hamishne. So the we hold no. In view of the fact that with Rabbonon there is a roche kolanene the broche is moral, so the mele in the broche is a necessary step in the healing process. So that too becomes an integral part of the mitzvah of Tzial HaMishne. But then, he has not a mitzvah of Tzial HaMishne. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of Lachaneini. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of Lachaneini. So Mele, he was, or you're talking about the three of the Chesamei Tzial HaMishne, Kedem Shei Mitzvah, and then it wouldn't involve the mitzvah of 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 Mitzvah. Now the last thing we will discuss in the next year.